Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. During the presidential election, we learned that Ann Romney, wife of the Republican candidate, had a flare-up of multiple sclerosis, or MS. It forced her to cut back her campaign efforts.
It also spotlighted the disease, which is the most common nervous disorder in the U.S. and is caused by an autoimmune response. That's when the body's immune system attacks itself, in particular the myelin sheath covering parts of the nerve cell.
We don't know what causes MS, but it's progressive and can impede functions such as walking, vision, and bowel movements.
Now researchers believe a new MS drug tones down the autoimmune response. The drug, diclizumab, decreases a unique type of immune cell that normally promotes lymph node development in the fetus, but may now be connected to MS.
The cells, lymphoid tissue inducer cells, or LTI cells, decreased when patients took diclizumab. They also had less inflammation in the fluid surrounding the brain and spinal column.
The drug lowers inflammation by blocking a molecule called interleukin-2 and activates natural killer cells that also help suppress the immune response.
From the study's results, researchers believe that by blocking interleukin-2, diclizumab may be acting on a type of stem cell. This encourages the stem cells to produce more natural killer cells than LTI cells, reducing the inflammation and the damage that happens in MS.
More studies will have to confirm the role of LTI cells in MS. Developing drugs to target them will do even more to slow the progression of this disease.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.